Landhelm, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe. I'm here today with Kimberly Paxton and Ann Bloxham-Smith, friends of Black Bayou. Good to have y'all with us today.
Thank you
for having us.
Let me start with you, Kimberly. Big events coming up in the life of Black Bayou. There's always something going on at the reserve, and you've got a photo contest coming up.
Yes, that's currently underway. It will end in 28 days, so it's been underway for a few weeks now, and it's actually going to be different from previous years. It's a form that you submit online, and we've changed some categories, but I'll talk about that in a minute.
And there are, you encourage photographers to come out to the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. There are some rules you have to follow, and get me hip to where I can take pictures.
Well, you can actually take pictures anywhere on the refuge. The refuges, we're in a complex, so you can go to any of the refuges in our complex. That's Black Bayou Lake, Darbon, Upper Washita, Handy Break, and Tinsaw. And any of those refuges, you can take pictures, and they're open daylight hours.
I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'm looking at some of the categories. Arthropods. Birds, fungi, herps and fish, landscapes, macro and micro pictures, up-close stuff, mammals, people on the refuge. You could be in one of those photos.
Yeah.
And plants. Mm-hmm. So lots of things to choose from. And Kimberly, there are different divisions, right?
Yes, sir, that's right. So we have the same divisions that we've always had, which is adult professional. If you've sold a photograph, you're a professional. Adult amateur, which is you just love to take pictures, and youth. So if you're under 17, you're in that division. The thing that's changed is the categories, and we did have animals, and that included everybody, butterflies and alligators and snakes, and they really can't compete with each other, so we've divided that up a bit.
Wait, butterflies can't compete with snakes?
Well, I mean...
Which one would you pick, butterfly or snake?
We've made it a bit fairer for them because they're cool in their own right. So butterflies would be in arthropods, and snakes would be in the herps category.
You didn't tell me. Butterflies or snakes? I need to know. You've got a snake room out there, right?
I think probably the
snakes.
We
do.
You like the snakes?
Yeah. We've got some cool snakes.
How's the snake room going?
It's great. Mm. Some of our local artists have come out there and painted bayou scenes out on the walls, and it's quite wonderful.
All right, so if you're going to be a photographer, this is a good chance to go out. You've got till October 1st to turn in your photos. How do you read the rules and know what you can and can't do?
Go to friendsofblackbayou.org, and there you'll have a list of rules and also some tips that we made. It's a PDF, and that'll let you know what sort of category items that we're looking for.
Okay, so the contest goes to October 1st. And then, Anne, October 17th, you're going to make the announcement of the winners. And
that's
it's
right.
Also another big day.
Yeah, that's our big fall celebration that we've been having since we opened in 1997. And so this is a big deal for us. Every year in October, we have our fall celebration. And one of the events is the unveiling of the winning pictures.
Last year, the fall celebration kind of got upended with the government shutdown. Y'all had done a bunch of work, and then right at the last minute, kind of pulled the rug out from under y'all there.
It was most discouraging. This year, that's not going to happen. I just heard that there's a continuing resolution now, so we're going to make it. We're going to make it.
This is going on, and it's a big day for families and kids to come out. And what are some of the activities? I know lots of community organizations come out.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is lots of tents, lots of booths set up with activities, mainly for children and families. There'll be things like nature walks, and Master Naturalists will have their table set up with really educational activities. So we try to make everything both educational and fun.
Let's talk about the Louisiana Master Naturalist Northeast. a butterfly workshop coming up, and that's this weekend, right?
It is. It's going to be divided into 2 days. So we have two portions to our workshops, and that's the classroom portion and the field studies outside. And this is going to be our first butterfly workshop with Craig Marks. And the classroom portion is going to be Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Learning Center, Black Bayou. Then the next morning, we're going to have both the field studies portion of the workshop from 9:30 a.m. to noon, as well as the NABBA butterfly count. That's going to last until about 3. So the workshop is $25. If you just want to go to the butterfly count, it's $3.
Let me ask you about this, because I think people know, like, ducks fly around and they migrate. A lot of hunters, it's dove season this weekend. People will be shooting at doves that have migrated from South America to North America. Butterflies do the same thing, right?
They sure do. Yes, and we're hoping to catch some possibly new species for our parish. We usually do catch one, so that's really exciting.
How far do these butterflies fly?
That's a very good question.
I mean, they're like coming from South America and flying all the way as winter is down there. They start making their way up to us, right?
Yeah, so different species have different areas they live in. So we're just hoping to see a variety of species.
It's hard to believe a little slow butterfly can travel between continents and have traveled all the way to us here in Louisiana.
Isn't that wild?
So the butterfly workshop going on this weekend. Who's Craig Marks?
He's our state lepidopterist. So if you want to know something about butterflies, he's your guy.
He's the butterfly guy. How do folks sign up for this event, butterfly workshop?
Go to LouisianaMasterNaturalistNortheast.org. And you will find a link to sign up for that.
And the photo contest ends October 1st.
That's right.
How do you read the rules? How do you know what to do?
You can go to our website, friendsofblackbayou.org, and that has all the rules. And it also has the link where you actually send your pictures in online.
You know what I didn't ask? If you win the photo contest, what cool thing happens?
Well, your picture will be on display for the entire year. In fact, all of the first place pictures in all the different categories are displayed for the entire year. So your pictures are out there for everybody to see.
Very cool. Ann Bloxham Smith, Kimberly Paxton. Again, the photo contest ends October 1st, the fall celebration October 17th. And if you like butterflies, a workshop this weekend, September 4th and 5th. Like and subscribe to our videos. Share this with your friends. You've been watching Landhouse.